Leia Worrell from the Overseas Development Institute. I'm here with Peter Steck, member of the Commission on Coherence of the International Economic and Financial Architecture at the Advisory Council on International Affairs, Dutch Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We are at the ODI event on policy coherence and the international financial architecture. We asked him, what are the prospects for cross-border capital flows to the poorest and most vulnerable countries?
Well, I'm an economist, and economists don't have a great reputation for accurate predictions. So I think, at least the majority don't have that reputation. I belong to the majority, I think, so I'll not make a prediction, but mention a few factors that might influence how attractive they may or may not be in future to capital flows and to the interest of banks in providing credits to them. You talk about the poorest and most vulnerable countries. Some of them are poor and vulnerable because of violence in their countries, civil strife. Some have had bad policies and have weak or missing structures that are essential to the attraction of money from the outside. So it's if you formulate the question as you do, then one can only say, in that situation of weak institutions and weak policies and possibly even civil strife, possibly also very high levels of corruption in some of these countries, then it's clear that the prospects would not be very good. But that is not a prediction. What I'm saying is that if some of these countries manage to work on developing their institutions, and if they are able to apply policies off their own bat or with the assistance of the multilateral institutions and their advice, then their prospects will improve.